Thank you very much. Welcome back. Farm Talk, I'm Mick Kerr. Hey, it's been a great day. We've talked to a lot of wonderful people with a lot of very insightful information, and we've got one more. North Dakota State University Extension Broadleaf Crop Specialist, Dr. Hans Condell. Hans, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Mick. Thank you.
You are welcome. Well, the joke in Chicago way back a few years ago was vote early, vote often. You know, that's kind of a political joke. But this year, we didn't plant early, but seems like we're planting often or replanting. My goodness gracious. Last week's wind destroyed a few crops, and guys are out there, probably a few of them right now, sticking seed in the ground again.
Yes, it has been a very challenging spring, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And the crops are, you know, in all stages, and what you say, the wind and even the hail near Dickinson has done great damage to some of the crops. It also depended on the crop stage, of course, so those crops that were a little bit more advanced had less damage than the crops that were planted a little bit late.
Yeah.
So you're right, it has been a very challenging and many planting dates season.
Here's a new one for you, or maybe not. I talked to somebody today who on Monday night got a lot of hail. You know, we had big wind and front go through, but the ground was covered white with hail, and when it melted, the soybeans were it looked like they had frost damage because they were covered in ice for a while.
Correct. And so that is, you know, completely correct. When you think about ice, that is, of course, 32 degrees or lower. It is freezing. So soybean is very sensitive. So if that ice is actually touching the leaf tissue can rupture and damage. You know, it is hard to know. It is all the timing, how long. But we have to examine most of the crops that got damaged to see where the growing points are and if it's still green or not. So some of the crops, like, for instance, soybeans, has many axillary buds that can regrow. So even if the tissue is damaged, but where the stem meets the leaf blade, there is an axillary bud. And if that is still green around that stem, there is still hope that the plant can regrow. So that is one of the things, oftentimes when we get wind damage or frost damage, we need to wait a few days to see what those crops are doing. For those fields that were completely, you know, destroyed, you know, that replanting decision is an easy one. But oftentimes replanting decisions are not easy at all because, you know, there is a cost to replanting, but also it will take another week before the crop comes out. And are you going to destroy what is there, or are you going to plant again on top of what you have standing? And then you have basically two crops in the same field with different maturities. So those are very, very tough decisions. But plants are really able to compensate if there are still live parts on the plant, especially when the growing point is still intact.
Yeah, and this year that decision compounded by, you know, another couple of tanks of diesel fuel, there's another couple thousand dollars. Yeah. So, you know, down along I-80, I don't think they worry as much as we do about replanting. But so guys up here are pretty well schooled on it. But is there a specific thought process, rationale, or is there a formula for figuring out, should I replant?
Well, that is the toughest question we usually deal with, but a couple of guidelines here is that, you know, what I mentioned, the first thing is to examine where the damage is taking place. Is it just the leaf tissue that is ripped off, but the stem and growing points are still in place? But typically, you know, at this time in the season, if we still have a half a stand that is somewhat, you know, progress to be expected, it is probably better just to let it go, because if we plant now, the plant won't be up, and as you said, there's additional cost. The plant will be up till another week, so the plant will recover a little bit quicker because there is already a little root on that little stem,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the plant can then take up the water and the nutrients and put out a new leaf quicker than when you replant. So half a stent is kind of where we're going. But the problem always is that it is not uniform, right? There's always places within the field where there is a lot more damage than others, and that makes it so complex. Is it was very easy that there was a regular half stent of the crop and it was still alive, then I would say there's an easy decision, let it go. But especially where there are large areas of the field that are completely damaged, then the decision becomes difficult, and then maybe you can section off a certain part of the field and replant only the worst part and, you know, let the other part just fend for itself. But in all reality, we are only 1 week away from July, and there is not that much time on the clock to for the plant to recover, but also not enough time for a long growing season to make a crop. So for the cool season crops like canola, for instance, well, you can plant it, but the crop will go through the development stages very rapidly because of the heat. Mm-hmm. Soybean is a warm season crop, so it will still be able to take the sunlight and make it into leaf tissue, and there is still hope for some productivity, but not the top productivity that we would see with early planting.
Yeah, and this year, of course, as everybody knows, soybeans go into reproductive stage after the summer solstice, which was the day before yesterday. So, I mean,
yeah,
are these...
But there's a catch. There is a catch, though. You know, it cannot just go to reproductive without going through some vegetative. So uh-huh. We do need to have some leaves on the plant before it actually can go to the reproductive phase. So it needs to be about in the V4 stage before it actually can. But we will get, with late planting now, very short plants with maybe four leaves before it starts to come reproductive, because you're right, the nights are getting longer. That will trigger the reproductive phase pretty quickly. So when you get a short plant, you just don't have enough leaves to make a good productive plant.
Yeah. I just can't imagine soybeans coming out of the ground with blossoms on them. So that won't happen.
No, that won't happen. Won't happen. But you're right. The time between planting and blossom is, of course, compressed now, because the plant wants to start the reproductive phase because it knows that, you know, the nights are getting longer and it wants to make beans.
I'm sure you've gotten a few phone calls on the replant decision. How about disease? What do you expect, or have you heard of diseases popping up here a little bit more this year?
Well, the kind of the danger with, wind damage and other damage is that it opens the tissue and it is kind of a wound area, and you can get some bacteria moving into the plant. And so that is something that sometimes happen after, tissue damage. As far as diseases, we're watching the most of the diseases would be root diseases, what you would have seen. But if that is not showing up, then the next thing that we will see, and I'm seeing already, is iron chlorosis, and that is showing up already in the plants that have, leaves on them. If the leaves were ripped off, then the next set of leaves that will come out in IDC-prone land will show yellow. So that will set the plant also back. So there is IDC coming.
Well, word to the wise, huh, that it might be a little... Of course, it tends to occur in the same part of the field where it occurred before, or...
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, correct. And also, it is interesting that oftentimes we see it flare up in a field that doesn't show IDC now with rainfall. It dissolves the carbonates, and then it neutralizes the acidity around the root system, and then the plant cannot take up that iron easily. There is enough iron in the ground, but it is just a matter of the uptake is challenging under certain conditions. And typically what you mentioned, it is in certain areas of the fields more pronounced than others, but it is not, it changes. It is not always exactly the same, the severity or where it is taking place. So it will happen. I'm seeing it in some of the fields right now. I'm expecting if we get some more rainfall in a couple of days, that we'll see more by next week in the fields that have V2, V3 growth stages. that is kind of the stage when we start seeing it.
Okay, all right. Well, great information, as always. Thank you very much, North Dakota State University's cereal crops agronomist, Hans Kandel. You're the broadleaf crop agronomist. Thank you.
I am, yes.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I hope you have a great summer. I mean, this is going to be a great summer for a lot of research and learning a lot, and hopefully it won't be an expensive lesson out there for the producers this year.
That is true. Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a great rest of the week. All right, we are going to call it a wrap for today. And as I mentioned, we've had some wonderful, I hope you have had a chance to listen to the entire time of Farm Talk today. If not, go to the agnews890.com website and tune in and listen to everything, or listen to it again if you need to. And we'll see you tomorrow right here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio.
Ag News 890 is KQLX AM Lisbon Fargo, KRVX HD3 Wimbledon, and K297BX Lisbon. On